Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During the 3 years of his earthly ministry, Jesus was with his disciples nearly continuously. Wherever Jesus went, they went. Where he stopped, they stopped. Where he rested, they rested. And when he started out again, then so did they. There were, however, a few notable times when Jesus was separated from his disciples. One time, he had his disciples get into a boat to travel across the Sea of Galilee while he stayed behind by himself to pray. It turned out that that was a windy night, and the lake was very choppy, so the disciples had a difficult time making any real headway. As the night went on, Jesus appeared to them, walking on the water. The disciples were terrified. Their Lord, who had once before rescued them from a storm out on that lake, wasn't with them this time. And now, in addition to the weather, they had to contend with what appeared to be a ghost. Without Jesus, they experienced abject fear and didn't know what to do or where to turn. A while after this, Jesus explained to his disciples that before long he would be leaving them. He told them, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were greatly distressed. They couldn't bear the thought of their master being killed. They couldn't bear the thought of him being taken from them. They couldn't bear the thought of being left alone. You all know what happened to the disciples when Jesus was betrayed, when he allowed himself to be taken into custody by the armed crowd in the Garden of Gethsemane. His disciples were crushed. They all ran away. Then the prophecy of Zechariah was fulfilled. "I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Without the Lord at their side, they were overwhelmed by fear and grief. Without the Lord at their side, they huddled terrified behind barricaded doors. Without the Lord at their side, they were sad and helpless. Even after the resurrection, even after some of them had seen him with their own eyes, had seen Jesus arisen, even then, gloom and doom continued to hang over their gathering. Still they were alone. Still they were afraid. Still they were filled with grief. only when Jesus was with them again. Only when he said, "Peace be with you." Only then were they filled with joy and amazement. Every time Jesus left his disciples, every time they were alone, they were filled with grief and fear. Every time, except now. Luke says he parted from them, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. This doesn't fit the pattern at all. It doesn't make sense. Jesus had left them for what they must have known was the final time. Yet the disciples weren't sad, weren't afraid, weren't downcast. Instead, they were filled with joy. Great joy, Luke writes. What was different? What's the explanation? It's surely not that the disciples didn't understand what had happened. Though that had often been the case before. The first reading we heard this evening indicates that the angels had made things quite clear to them. They told the disciples that Jesus had entered into heaven. To be sure, the angels did say that he would return again, but they didn't give any indication that he would be coming back anytime soon. So why the great joy when he left them? In the past, when Jesus left them, they felt alone, abandoned even. They worried how they would make it without him. They wondered how they could face the troubles of life without his support, his power. I'm sure that you're familiar with that feeling. Where is God when I need him? Is a question we've all asked in desperation. When things get so bad that it doesn't seem that they could possibly get any worse, and then they do, then we want to be able to turn to God and have him right there by our side. We want to be assured that he's still in control, that he's watching out for us, that he's not going to let things continue the way they're going. That's what the disciples wanted too. And that's why they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. After 40 days with their risen Lord, 40 days of hearing him explain the scriptures, 40 days of having him open their minds to understand the scriptures, after these 40 days they knew the reason he left them was to go and to assume his throne of power and glory. This was the day of his coronation. This was the day that the Father was turning over to him all authority to rule over all things for the benefit of his church, for their benefit. The disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy, stayed continually in the temple praising God, because they knew that now that Jesus had ascended to his heavenly throne, now they had nothing to fear. Jesus was looking out for them. Jesus was subduing the enemies that threatened them. Jesus was seeing to it that no one and nothing could come between him and them, could separate them from his love. In truth, he hadn't left them, hadn't abandoned them. He was as close to them as ever. Indeed, before he had ascended, he had promised them, "Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." As he ascended, he lifted up his hands, hands that still bore in them the mark of his love for them, his self-sacrifice on the cross to redeem them. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And he promised that after he had ascended, it wouldn't be long and he would clothe them with power from on high. So the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy, because they understood that while Jesus was no longer with them in a physical, bodily way, nevertheless, he wasn't deserting them. And so they joyfully praised God that he continued to protect and preserve them. The reason that we gather to rejoice today is the same. For having assumed his throne of power, Jesus continues to look out for us, his church, whom he bought at the price of his blood and will never allow to slip through his fingers. Like the disciples, you have witnessed the innocent death of your Lord, and over the past 40 days have rejoiced in his resurrection. Today is the celebration of his coronation and enthronement. It is a day to remember with great joy his promise that he is with you in all things, with all power and all authority, looking out for you, whom he's redeemed by his blood, whom he's forgiven, whom he's made a member of his church, his body, he says. Today, Jesus is with you by his body and blood, coming again to be in you, uniting you to himself. And so today you and I can join his disciples in rejoicing. Your Savior, your divine and human brother, with all authority, is ruling over everything for your eternal good. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. You have his word on it. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.